Bro.
Yeah.
Do you feel like we're starting to live in this kind of like self-care kind of era of existence?
Oh my gosh. Do you ever wonder if culture and ancient civilizations told people they're working too hard or if they would like, you know, look at them you, like, you're a moron.
like, what do you mean, am I working too hard?
Like, you're gone for 4 months to find meat for the family and someone's like, hey, bro, I think you're working too hard.
It's like, hey, you're trying to literally build a house. You know, because you don't really hire contractors. Maybe you do. I don't know. I wasn't there 20,000 years ago. But maybe you're building your own house and someone comes up to you and says, hey, you're working too hard on your own house. You're going to look at them like, hey, fucko.
What the fuck are you talking about? So the real question is self-care really just a cover-up for people who work jobs they hate? Is self-care just us projecting on other people our miseries?
Is it? I'm wondering. I don't know. I think we should talk about this. We're going to look at self-care from kind of a different angle here.
Yeah.
Not the cucumbers in the eyes spa day, right?
You just need to
relax.
Breathe, which you should. Yeah. But it's like, yeah. Today's totally different, this version of self-care. So we're going to kind of be a little bit, what's the word?
Contrarian?
Yeah, contrarian to this whole concept of self-care.
Let's go, bro.
Let's do it.
Jonathan Noel.
And I'm Brian Noel.
This is the Focus Cast.
Where we drop focus guides for founders with a
7-figure goal.
Oh my gosh. If you're that person, let's get focused as.
Apparently this podcast is for us. Hey, we're making a podcast for ourselves.
You know what? Hey, if we reach our goal because we created a podcast to remind ourselves of what we're trying to accomplish.
You know, most people create the podcast to talk about something that they've already accomplished. Now we're trying to...
We created the podcast to remind us of what we're trying to accomplish. Actually, I think that's more reality.
That's pretty funny.
So what are we talking about today, bro?
So we're talking about self-care a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, per usual, right?
Yep.
I didn't want to pull up a bunch of bullshit BuzzFeed or some kind of article, kitschy internet, you know, you gotta do this. And you
four steps, self-care, 5 steps.
10 steps for self-care. I just wasn't feeling that today.
Yeah. Anytime you Google something, and if the first 50 articles are 3 steps, 5 steps, 10 steps, 8 steps, 7 steps.
Yep. They need to step off in this bitch.
Step off. That's great.
Yeah, I just didn't want to pull a bunch of articles like, are you working too hard? You need to relax, yada, yada, yada. Bro, this whole thing is what? For solopreneurs, right?
Yeah. Solopreneurs, working hard, founders, grinding, working, building new innovations, changing the world in which we live in today. And some of the comforts we experience because it's on the back of people who worked their fucking ass off 10, 20, 30, 40, 100 years ago.
And if you walked up to them and said, hey, you're working too hard, you need to relax, what do you think they would do? They'd look at you like a little ant.
Like, bitch, please.
What, have you lost your fucking mind?
Yeah.
So here's the problem. Here's the problem that some of us face as solopreneurs and side hustlers. People tell us really dumb things.
Yeah.
You know, like, you're working too hard and you're not focusing on XYZ.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, there's always different levels to this, right?
Yeah.
Because if you're a W-2 at a job you hate and you are working too hard for a company that doesn't care about you, that doesn't really make sense to me.
That's true.
But that's not what we're talking about.
That's not at all.
We're talking about solopreneurs.
Yeah.
You're trying to get something off the ground here.
Yeah.
So if you want to work hard, if you enjoy it, especially.
Yeah.
Then don't listen to these morons who are telling you not to do that.
Yeah, I think, you know, the second bullet, it's likely people telling you you're working too hard aren't satisfied with what they're doing. So what's really interesting is people are projecting their insecurities on you.
100% this happens.
They have an idea that they never did. And so when you actually do something, when you're actually making things happen, all they're projecting on you is your failure because they've failed. You're in it, you know, you're working too hard because they never worked hard enough.
Or they can't conceive of a life where you enjoy work.
Yeah.
Or that.
Yeah.
They're like, why are you work so hard?
You know? It's like they had one idea that would change the world and they never did anything with, and you had a simple idea and you're working hard at it, and they're just like, Why are you doing that?
Totally.
Like, oh my gosh.
So if your self-care days, you know, are to get away from a job you hate, from people you don't like being around, maybe your self-care day is just literally a cover-up for the shit going on in your life that you don't like.
Yeah.
When really, if you enjoyed your work, job, people, everything, your self-care day is just living.
Yeah.
Mm. And first off, we're not saying, like, you don't need sleep. Like, hey, forget sleep. Don't eat. Eating takes too much time. You know?
Yeah, not that.
Solopreneurs don't eat. We don't sleep. That's stupid.
Yeah. I think, you know, if we go back hundreds of years, you know, if you didn't sow and tend to your garden, you didn't eat.
Yeah.
You know? So now in this life where we have luxury of time and relaxation and all those kind of things, sometimes we forget that a lot of times the reason we have those freedoms is because the work of someone else.
Literally.
So it's easy for us to, in society, project, you know, that on someone else, like, you know, self-care, like you should stop working that much, or you should do these things, when you're just like, man, I like being in the garden.
I mean, if you lived on a farm, all you do is work.
Yeah.
I mean, we have so many conveniences right now. What if every time you wanted to eat chicken, you had to go out back, slaughter one, pluck the feathers, and chop it up right there, and then prep it for dinner?
Yeah, unless you
lived out
that motherfucker full of hormones, you're just going to get enough for that meal. Like, it's a skinny chicken.
Yeah.
It ain't no fat chicken.
It ain't no fat chicken. Real chickens are not that fat. But what I'm saying is, like, we have all these conveniences.
Yeah. So it kind of,
what I'm saying is, but if without those, people were doing nothing but working.
Yeah.
There was always something to do around the house.
It's a good point. Like our version of self-care in modern society has been somewhat distorted by these conveniences.
You know,
we have an iPhone, which is convenient that we can access so many things. But the iPhone, the materials that the iPhone is made out of are people who are slaves who work in mines from sunup to sundown. So again, like to your point, I think it's really important for us to acknowledge and at least be aware of, you know, this projection of self-care and this desire of what self-care looks like is through a lens of our conveniences built on the backs of those who don't have a lot of those same conveniences.
No, that's a very good point, bro.
So
like I was saying, self-care, we're not saying sleep is unnecessary.
Yeah.
Here's how I kind of interpret it, right?
Yeah.
Real self-care.
Yeah.
Okay, self-care is all the shit we do to function at our highest level.
Mm.
So that's not saying if you run a business, you don't have time to work out.
Yeah.
Self-care is all the things you do to operate at maximum.
Yeah, that's so a
like
good point.
Your habits.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, maybe on Sundays you have a day where you exercise, maybe you have whatever. You meet with a group so you can like vent.
Yeah.
You know, you've got your entrepreneurs meeting. You know, it doesn't have to always be like a endless grind.
Yeah.
Maybe you do whatever, a hike. But it's part of your existence to operate.
Yeah.
It's like our cold showers.
Yeah.
Working out.
Yeah. Riding the bike.
It's part.
Jamming.
It's part of the schedule because it helps us operate better for business.
Yeah, I think that's really good. I think the overall sentiment is in society, you know, we read these messages and we read all these things. And so don't get hung up on what the projection of self-care is for you. And the goal is, the skill is just to be introspective and understand what you need to perform at the level you want to accomplish your goals, whatever that goal is.
If you hate your job.
Yeah.
Self-care, in my mind, right? Self-care is not going home after work that you hate and then watching Netflix and drinking a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
Self-care would be actively taking steps to reposition your life.
Yeah.
Like, I hate this job. Self-care for me is actually getting the fuck out.
Yeah.
And yeah, maybe you can't, we have to be realistic. We all need money. You can't just quit. Well, I don't like my job. I'm just going to quit. But if you're not doing anything to leave, you're not actually there is no self-care in that.
Yeah, that's
self-care
good.
Is trying to make your life enjoyable, right?
Yeah. Like
if you hate your job, you're trying to leave.
And you know what? We can be bitter that we are in a place to where we have to expend all of this energy to put us in the position that we want to be. But that's reality, right? Some people, they don't have to put as much energy in to position themselves to be in the life that they want. And then that's a reality.
Yeah.
You know, and whatever happened to get there, that's true. That's fact. Some people have wealthy parents.
Yep.
They can say, I want to do this, and their parents invest in it, and they can do it. And whether it works or doesn't work, they're still, quote, comfortable.
Yeah.
That's a reality. We can't change that.
No.
Right? We can't change that reality. But for many of us in this society, if we want to build a framework or an infrastructure that puts us in the position that we want to be in, we have to work our fucking ass off to get there.
No doubt.
We have to catch up. Work. To that wealth or that opportunity.
It feels like in the beginning, like you're crawling your way on, like prone, full prone on the ground, crawling through mud just to eke your way out of poverty.
Oh my gosh. And like,
even
like,
Charlie Munger, he said his quote was, the first 100,000 is a real bitch.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
You know, Charlie Munger is Warren Buffett's right-hand man.
Yeah. And many solopreneurs, founders, entrepreneurs, like they've embraced that reality and they're working so hard to position themselves or their family in a different trajectory. And again, like I love this self-care, like different spin on self-care, because like self-care is important, you know, but again, self-care is not what other people project on you, what that should
be. Exactly.
Self-care is more about you being introspective and understanding what you need and being disciplined enough to go get it. If you need some time as an entrepreneur, go take some time.
Yeah.
You know?
That's not saying that if you take a day off, you're a lazy sack.
Yeah, not
That's
at all.
That's definitely not what we're saying.
Yeah.
It's knowing yourself and knowing what you need.
Yeah.
And doing it with intention.
Which is so funny. It's called fucking self-care. Self.
Yeah.
But so many of us don't know ourselves. That's the problem.
That's the huge problem. You just
our self is defined by what others project on us.
You summed it all up right there.
Yeah,
that was the whole point. I was really trying to. I couldn't nail it down, but you wrapped it up for me.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah,
our self is not what others project us to be. Our self is where every single human being
is different.
Is different.
So that's why you can't have some freaking do these five things list on the internet bullshit.
Yeah.
And I just put one of my thoughts down here. Don't listen to anyone who says you need or have to do something.
Oh yeah, that's good.
You know,
anyone who says you need this,
they need to fuck off.
Like, how do you know what I need?
That's what I'm saying. Everyone, they're just trying to put themselves on you.
Yeah. Unless it's a close friend who loves the shit out of you and wants you to be successful.
That's different.
But like these stupid ass books and Instagram posts and all that, just like, what did they know?
Not self-help but shelf-help books. Yeah. Just sit on the shelf.
Yeah, like I'm a white middle-aged dude from the suburbs. Who am I that would know what someone who grew up in a different state, a different city, a different family,
what they need or don't need.
Yeah. Like all I can do is share from my experience. And if that helps someone, that's great. But like, who am I to tell someone what they need to do?
Yeah. I mean, I can tell someone that they need sleep to function properly.
Yeah.
But do I need to tell someone that you need to work exactly this many hours and you need to take this many breaks and you got to do this and that? There's no formula.
Yeah.
There's no formula for everyone.
Yeah.
That's all bullshit.
Yeah. That's just someone trying to get more clicks on their fucking stupid ass post.
They're trying to sell a book.
Trying to sell a book. Do this and you will be successful.
So if you want to work, if you want to work nonstop, go for it.
Yeah.
It really all comes down to intention. And if you need a day off, if you know yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, all these things I do help me to where I feel good throughout the day and I can still function.
Yeah.
And I'm still healthy. It's not like I'm sacrificing my health.
Right.
For our business.
Yeah.
You know, you wake up, cold shower, intermittent fasting, put the freaking, all my shit, my little concoctions, all the chaga, the mushroom powders in my coffee or my tea, you know, all the hippie stuff.
All the hippie stuff.
So I do all the hippie stuff. And then when I get home, and I'm starting to feel that drag. I'm tired. You know, it's 5 o'clock. Like, yeah. I can so easily take a nap. I go for a jog. Wake my ass back up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You do these little things that don't really take a lot of time every day.
Yeah.
Every day is a self-care day. Yeah. Every day is a self-care day if you're doing it right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you're trying to become a better self.
Yeah.
That's the growth mindset right there.
Oh, my gosh.
So.
Yeah. So, I think this bullet, work towards doing shit you enjoy doing, right? I love this. We're all going to die anyway, which is definitely a me statement.
Yeah. But I put that one on there for Brian. Yeah, I mean, we're all going to die.
Yeah. So, like.
Don't live other people's expectations.
Oh, my gosh. 8 billion people. Every single one of us is so unique, so beautiful, so eloquently designed, I believe. So as an individual, don't live your life trying to fulfill someone else's expectations.
Unless you want to be miserable.
Yeah. Be yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you love working.
Work.
Work, work.
I mean, there's people in history who sacrifice their entire lives to some type of innovation that we all benefit from.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, some of those people are exploited, and that's bad. But some people chose to do that, and they contributed to our overall well-being as human beings.
And if you don't want to work 100 hours a week, don't.
Figure it out.
The point is you find your formula.
Yeah. Tim Ferriss, 4-Hour Work Week, we talked about that in a couple episodes. Like, if you can hit your goals personally and work 4 hours a week, fucking A, do it.
Yeah.
But if you find value and pleasure and you're not like a miserable person and everyone around you hates you, I mean, whatever, and you work, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
If you want to work 80 hours a week and that brings you value and joy and
if you literally enjoy it, why not?
Yeah. I think the biggest skill set in self-care is proper and healthy introspective work. True, are you?
Hey.
Understanding yourself.
You've got to find the self and self-care.
That's right. Yeah. God, that's so good. So it's called self-care.
It's not them care.
Yeah.
It's not what they...
My fucking goodness. That is so good.
It's not what they want
for you.
It's
not them care.
It's not them care.
It's self-care.
Yeah.
Holy shit, bro.
So every day is a self-care day if you're trying to live your best life.
Yeah. If it's true self-care, not them care.
Yep.
I wish a million people could hear that.
Who knows? Maybe in 12 years, we can redo this episode and a million people will hear it.
Good. Self-care is not them care. Self-care is understanding yourself.
Yeah.
And operating accordingly.
And it's tough because you might have your parents telling you if you're younger, you know?
Yeah.
You have to go to college. You have to do this. You need to do this.
Yeah. You got to be a lawyer.
You got to be.
You got to join the military.
Yeah.
You got to be these things.
Oh, you work too hard. Why do you do this? Why do you do that? Why don't you just leave me the fuck alone?
Yeah.
This is my life.
Yeah.
You know, and if you enjoy it, great. If you don't enjoy it, then your self-care is finding the thing you enjoy more.
Yeah. Gosh. So.
Let's wrap it up.
The true journey to self-care has nothing to do with all these 3 steps,
cucumbers
5 steps.
In the eyes.
Yeah, none of that. It all has to do with understanding yourself.
And aligning.
Your environment, your habits, your goals with that self.
To where every day is a self-care day.
Yeah. Oh, it's funny. The end result, every day is a self-care day, is cliche as all the other
things.
Now
we sound like we're on those stupid freaking articles.
You don't need Tim's steps. Every day is a self-care day.
Hey, follow our newsletter. Every day is a self-care day at the Focus Cast.
Oh, but it's
now
all...
Now we ended up in the kitschy internet article, bro.
But it's all back to the intention, right?
Exactly. This is all the intention.
If you need us for a self-care day, you need to work on your self-care.
Who knows? We might be in someone's part of someone's drive.
I think with that, we should wrap it up.
All right, bro. Let's do it.
Thank you for listening to the Focus Cast. Go to youtube.com/thefocuscast and slap that subscribe button. Head to thefocuscast.com to share what you want to hear next. Go forth and be focused as boy.
Yeah, camera knocks off.
$3,000 worth of cameras on the ground and shit.